Welcome back. I am continuing my conversation with Ed Engel. He is the chair of the board for the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. He has been on quite a quest to get the truth to come out. Ed is going to be speaking tonight at Stand Up for Idaho 6:30 Snake River Events Center at the Shiloh Inn in Idaho Falls. It's going to be a fascinating presentation. Ed, thanks so much for sticking around on the phone with me. There's a lot to get to. I want to ask you, what do you think is one of the most significant things that you've uncovered that people should open their eyes to?
I think the most significant evidence is the fact that there was residue of incendiaries found in the dust of the debris, and the National Institute of Standards and Technology refused to test for evidence of incendiaries and explosives.
Let me ask you this, Ed. What excuse are they giving for not testing?
The excuse that they used was that, and this is, I'm pretty much quoting directly from Shyam Sunder, who is the lead investigator at NIST. He said, well, we didn't hear any sounds of loud explosions on that day. So since there was no sounds of loud explosions, we didn't feel it was necessary to test for any evidence of explosives or incendiaries.
Wow.
And that statement is just false. We can produce, and there are existing recordings of what happened that day, video recordings and audio recordings, and there are many, many explosive events that occurred, and there are many, many eyewitness accounts. And in fact, if you look at the actual coverage on TV from that day, many of the TV commentators and reporters on the scene mention loud explosions and sounds of what appear to be explosions. So Shyam Sunder is just not, let me just put it this way. The NIST reports are knowingly false. And they are false because the National Institute of Standards and Technology is a branch of the Commerce Department. And the Commerce Department is a branch of the executive government. And the executive government was responsible for our safety that day. And there was a failure. Okay, just like this account, just like what happened last weekend.
Right.
Look at what happened last weekend. There was a failure that day. Why did that sniper get so close and was able to get off shots at former President Trump? And now they're talking about having an investigation, and they're emphasizing the fact that they need an independent investigation. In other words, you don't want to put the Secret Service in charge of the investigation. We want to put the Secret Service in the spotlight and find out what they know, but they should not be in charge of the investigation because they were responsible for his safety.
Right.
Something went wrong.
So yeah, we don't want them investigating themselves. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
That doesn't make any sense. And that's what happened on 9/11. Congress put the executive branch of the government in charge of investigating itself. That shouldn't have happened.
No.
So politics got into the mix, and politics controlled the outcome of the investigation. And that's what's wrong.
So let me ask you, Ed, as you have been pushing for the truth about 9/11 to come out, what kind of obstacles have you encountered? Because I'm sure there are some folks who would much rather that this does not keep coming out.
Well, the main problem that we're facing from an engineering standpoint is the leadership of our engineering organizations. Because what happened was this. The criminals that planned this event, let's look at the crime itself. It had a planning phase, it had an execution phase, and it had a cover-up phase. Okay? Now, the planning and the execution, once they were done, once the crime was executed, those phases were over. But the cover-up required long-term maintenance. And they needed to put people in place that were going to, first of all, establish a false narrative, an official narrative that was false, and then maintain that narrative over time. It's an ongoing project. So the cover-up continues to this day. And the cover-up involved the leadership of the engineering organizations, because after all, the collapse of the buildings was an engineering event. It was an engineering failure. The buildings were designed to withstand impacts from commercial airliners, and they didn't. So that's a problem in the engineering world. When you design something to withstand a certain event and then it doesn't, then something went wrong. And you have to investigate it, find out what went wrong, and make sure you don't do that again.
Right. And those people at the center of it would rather keep that information buried. So I can only imagine that you encounter some folks that are not exactly happy with what you're doing. You probably hear the word conspiracy thrown around quite a bit.
Yep. That's true.
What about the families of those who died on 9/11? Have you spoken to any of them? Are they getting behind what you're trying to do?
Most of them, unfortunately, are not. Now, some of them are, but, you know, the people that died that day, the families were given a compensation, monetary compensation by the government eventually. And when they were given that compensation, they had to sign an agreement they were not going to speak out about any of the aspects of that event anymore. That was basically a payoff.
So that now puts them in a position where even if they wanted to get behind it, they're obligated to keep their mouths closed because of that money that they received.
That's right. So that was effectively a technique to keep most of them on the sidelines. And we don't know what they're thinking, but we do have a few families that did not accept the money and were so concerned about what had happened that they were willing to forego any compensation in order to continue to be able to speak out. And one of those families is the McIlvain family. Bobby McIlvain was a young man that was killed in the lobby of the North Tower. And his body was recovered, and there was an autopsy performed on his body, and it showed that he had been killed by explosive methods. In other words, high projectiles at high speed had hit him and killed him, and that was not consistent with the crushing technique that would kill people by a building coming down on them. So his father, Bob McIlvain, and his mother have been active in trying to get a new investigation because they know that their son was not killed in the manner that the government says that he was. And so we wrote a piece of legislation called the Bobby McIlvain Act, and we've been going around to Congress people and asking them to sponsor it to try to get it enacted as a law so that we could get a new investigation. But unfortunately, we don't have any politicians thus far that have had the courage to step up and sponsor that bill.
Well, very interesting. What a powerful story. And it's impressive that they are on this quest as well for truth and deeper understanding. Well, Ed Engel, I am looking forward to your presentation tonight. No doubt it's going to be fascinating. Thank you so much for taking time to chat with me today.
Thanks for having me on, Joel, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, you bet.